1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This week's pause on a weapons delivery to Israel may not be the last.
They're going to Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah.
President Biden tells CNN he is ready to halt more shipments if Israeli troops launch a full-on assault on the southern Gaza city. Correspondent David Martin from the Pentagon.
The U.S. is basically sending Israel a very specific warning that, we say our support for your security is ironclad, but it is not unconditional.
Another night of powerful storms turns deadly.
Oh, my gosh, John. Oh, there it goes.
A couple in their car watching a tornado touchdown in Columbia, Tennessee. Two people were killed there. WTVF's Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads, making it even harder for first responders to do their jobs out here. We're seeing people out here with chainsaws trying to help them so they can get through. Others with bulldozers trying to pick up some of the debris.
A tornado blamed for one death in North Carolina. A Boeing whistleblower is speaking out.
Knowing what I know about the 737, it makes me very uncomfortable when I fly one of them.
Santiago Paredes, who worked on the production line at one of the company's largest suppliers, Spirit AeroSystems, for 12 years, he tells CBS News his managers pressured him to keep reports of defects to a minimum. He says they nicknamed him Showstopper for repairs that held up deliveries. GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to oust Mike Johnson went over like a lead balloon.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Democrats joined a majority of Republicans to table her motion to remove the speaker for pushing through a package that included new aid to Ukraine.
I want to say that I appreciate the show of confidence from my colleagues to defeat this misguided effort. That is certainly what it was.
Sparks could fly again when Stormy Daniels returns to the stand for cross-examination at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York today. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
At one point on Tuesday, Trump's attorney said, "You're making this up as you sit here, right?" She also elicited from Stormy Daniels that she hates Trump and wants him to be held accountable.
The former president's youngest son is set to enter the political arena. 18-year-old Barron has been selected to serve as a Florida delegate to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this summer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday, touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. President reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area, but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term, but that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverley being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverley, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverley already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot. spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it just still sucks sitting there just watching, especially, you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0-for-5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 65. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese for National Lost Sock Memorial Day and talk to a longstanding Wisconsin sock maker. Paul Noonan with sports, Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey. That's me. Back in Green Bay tonight. Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide on a beautiful Wisconsin night. Summer right around the corner. Lots to be happy about. Lots to be grateful for tonight. Got a fun show. A Wednesday night show, which is different. It's got a different feel than a Monday show or a Friday show. We're going to bring it tonight. You guys are in for a treat. Got some fun guests. Rocky Laporte will be here at 7:35. He's a comedian and an actor. If you have not seen Rocky, stick around. You're going to want to hear the interview. He's a very funny guy, very accomplished stand-up comedian. He's had his own specials. He did a Dry Bar special. He was on Cheers. He's been in Tim Allen movies. He's been working for, he's just one of the best in the business. He'll be here at 7:35. Very excited to catch up with my old friend Rocky. Jimmy Cusco will be here at 8:20 tonight talking about some really interesting stuff going on in high school sports. Coaches being sued, fans being unruly at games, trying to legislate that, NIL issues going on in high school, if you can believe that. And, of course, we'll talk about the Brewers start. I want to ask Jimmy, do you think it's going to be Brewers and Cubs all year, Conrad, all season?
You know, I don't want the Cubs to be in second place. I want them to be in last, so I hope not.
Well, that's very mature of you. But will one of them, like, kind of, you know, like, will one of them lose steam, I guess? They're pretty neck and neck right now. Is one of the teams more stacked from a talent standpoint? I have not been following baseball yet, really.
I mean, Brewers definitely got some young talent right now.
Right.
And no one expected what they're doing right now. So I just want them to keep it going, you know?
Sure. You're a sports fan. I get it. You don't have to apologize. So we'll talk about all that stuff with Jimmy. He's a great guest. Love having Jimmy on the show. And Jorge Reyna will be here. He's the host of Mad Unity, which follows Nightlight tonight if you're in the Madison area. And he'll be along to talk about his show. He's also doing a gig this weekend we're going to talk to Jorge about. That'll be fun. We had a remote last night that we did in Madison. Oh, you know what? We got kind of a cool question. Let's get this question out there first. It's summer blockbuster season. The movie I'm most looking forward to is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. If you haven't seen Mad Max Fury Road, it's an absolute spectacle. Just a fun movie. And the follow-up to that by director George Miller will be released May 24th. Stars Anya Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth. But George Miller is an incredible director, especially for this kind of film. To me, that's going to be the first huge hit of the summer. The Fall Guy was kind of a letdown. I also want to see Hitman opens the same weekend, May 24th. Richard Linklater film starring Glenn Powell. That opens on the 24th. Those are the first, probably the next two big ones that will open. It's a film called Babes that will open. Wide release. I don't know much about that. Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know either. Like, come on, hasn't that... Talk about beating a dead horse.
Exactly.
In a dead career with Will Smith. I don't think anybody wants to watch Will Smith anymore. Not that Chris Rock can't stick up for himself, but I mean, that was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So I have no desire to... Oh, M. Night's got a new movie out too, The Watchers. And supposedly, the last M. Night movie I saw that I really liked, I did like Signs. I'm a Signs fan. I liked The Sixth Sense. I liked Signs. And after that, his films just got kind of weird. Like, he kind of made the kind of film that only he would like. And I think that showed at the box office, given the numbers. But Dakota Fanning stars in The Watchers. And that is, there's a buzz about that film. That opens June 7th. Inside Out 2, June 14th. Those of you with kids or that just like animated films, Amy Poehler's in that. So we're going to jump into it. The box office is down this year. It's down like 20% from last year. So I think it's going to come back and at least close that gap a bit. I don't know if it will overtake what happened last year with Barbenheimer, but I think it's going to have some legs. I think it's, we have not seen, I know The Fall Guy was a bit of a disappointment, but I think we're going to be okay. Horizon, An American Saga Chapter 1, directed by Kevin Costner, starring Kevin Costner. It's a Western. Got that coming up. Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. with Eddie Murphy, July 3rd. That I'm going to. I will go see that just out of curiosity. I don't have high hopes for it, but I'll check it out. Fly Me to the Moon, Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, Woody Harrelson. I don't know much about that one either, but there's some good films coming up. Twisters. Wait a minute. Twisters. I read about that. Is that a sequel to the... I hope it's not. No. Okay. Twisters is so close. Oh, it is. It is. Oh, my God. It's a sequel.
Wow.
This movie did not need to be made, but it's got Glenn Powell. I'm sure it's got some amazing effects. I thought I read about this, but then the description looked like it was like an indie film or something. It was really weird. So that opens July 19th. And then you're kind of into the last days of the summer blockbuster season. Because anything they think is going to make money, they've already rolled out. Deadpool versus Wolverine. That'll be a big one.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Okay. So Conrad's down for Deadpool and Wolverine, July 26th. Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman.
Yep.
Emma Corrin. So, to me, I mean, there's oh, Doug Liman's got a new Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, The Instigator. Okay. And I'm most looking forward to Mad Max. Our question tonight is, what summer blockbuster are you most looking forward to? Everybody at least seems to go to the movies at least once, probably twice during the summer. So what is your film of choice this summer? What are you most looking forward to of the Hollywood offerings? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Love reading your texts on the air, and I love to know what you guys are watching. This is what I love about hosting this show. So yesterday, I was in Madison. I was at the Monaco Brewing Company for a remote broadcast, which was a lot of fun. And I stopped by Civic Media, the studios, beforehand, because I had to print some stuff up and take care of some stuff there and record some stuff. Mike Crute, co-host of The Devil's Advocate, Crudy, as he is affectionately known, he comes out and he must listen to my Hollywood Minutes because he said, you know, I liked The Fall Guy. Not jokingly, not confrontationally, but I love that. I love arguing or discussing this stuff. It's so much fun. And I know a lot of people liked it, and I didn't hate it. I just thought it was not as good as I thought it would be, or as I was hoping it would be. So please disagree, folks. Do like Crudy and disagree. If you like something I didn't, or vice versa, I want to know about it. That, to me, is the fun of the show. This was kind of fun. So I was in Madison, Conrad. I didn't tell you this. I kind of saved this for the air. So here's my day today. No one knows where I was staying. I ended up booking this hotel that was like remote, and I thought I was booking a different hotel, and I used an app, and I ended up really kind of screwing myself over. I was pretty far away from where I had to be. This morning, nobody knows I'm there. John and Gordy were on the show, the hosts of WMDX Morning Show here on Civic Media in Madison. I might have mentioned to Gordy where I was staying, and that's it. No one else knew where I was. And I get woken up this morning at 8 o'clock, which is early for me these days since I've adjusted my hours because of this show. It's the front desk. And the guy goes, hey, I got a call for you. I'm like, what? Like, who? I remember when I did stand up in the 90s, I'd tell my wife like the room number in the hotel I was at. That's how we talk. Nobody does that anymore. I said, I don't. So he was trying to put the call through. He lost it. Then he calls back. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And this guy, he says, Mike is trying to reach you. I said, what? Mike is trying to reach you. Call Mike. He wants you to call him. Said, Mike who? He says he didn't leave a last name. I mean, my only guess, and then when I checked out, I said, so the guy that called me, did he ask for me by name or the room number? Because maybe the night before, someone gave the room number. He said, no, he asked for your full name. It was so weird.
That is.
It's like the start of a movie where you're going to get taken out or something. I'm like, how does anybody know I'm at that hotel? So weird. All right. And then I'm starving. And one of my favorite places is Muya. I love the burgers. They have great shakes. So I go to Muya up in near Sun Prairie on my way back to Green Bay today. And I go, I have this thing. Every time I order, then I go wash my hands. That's my routine at a restaurant. Nice restaurant, fast food, whatever. Muya is right in between, probably closer to fast food. I get my stuff. I put the number on the table. I go to use the restroom. I open the door, and there's like a 20-year-old guy sitting on the toilet.
With the door open?
Unlocked. Like I walked in. He's on his phone, and he's reaching for toilet paper, and he looks up, and he goes, oh. And I'm like, sorry. And I backed out. And he made it. Here's what. Okay, that's bad enough. I get it, though. You're on your phone. It can happen. You forget to lock the door, I guess. But as I'm leaving, he goes, he yells so loud. He goes, sorry, I should have locked the door. The whole restaurant heard him. I'm like, if this guy comes over to my table and apologizes, he's going to make it really weird. Like, let's just go our separate ways in the universe and pretend this awful thing never happened. And you're not a complete spaz. And the weird thing is, like, I saw him later. He was sitting at a table right outside the door with his mom. I'm guessing it was his mom. So she witnessed the whole thing, too. Very strange. That was my day, Conrad.
That's a very interesting day.
It was really strange. It's just like the universe has been weird the last couple days. So 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What summer blockbuster are you most looking forward to? We're going to hear some Rocky Laporte next, and I'm going to read your texts. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce.
Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's kind of cool. I got a I got an email from Pamela Hike today, who does traffic for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids here at Civic Media, and she says, "I saw your name in the credits of a movie called Relative Strangers." She goes, "Were you in that movie?" They didn't see, she and her husband, I guess, did not see the movie, but I emailed her back. This is weird. This is the third person probably in 4 or 5 weeks that has said, "Hey, I saw you in Relative Strangers." So somewhere the movie is playing. It stars Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston and Neve Campbell. And my writing partner, one of my writing partners, Greg Galliana, made the film, threw me a bone, and I played a meat delivery guy. So if you're looking for a dose of Schwab's acting chops, check out Relative Strangers. Danny DeVito plays a guy whose last name is Manure. I'll leave it at that. But it's funny. There's some good gags. Great cast. Martin Mull, Kathy Bates. And I got to do a scene with Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston, which was fun. And the best part about it, I think I talked about this on the air a while back. During the take, I would take the meat to the kitchen and Danny would follow me. So we'd have to hang out there as the rest of the scene played out before the director called cut. So I got to talk to Danny DeVito one-on-one two or three times in between takes. That was really fun. Kind of a cool showbiz memory. You know, Conrad, we haven't gone to the archives in a while.
We have not.
We got to figure that out. We got some good stuff. We got some good Schwab archive stuff. So we'll do that. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. That was sure a lot of fun last night. It's our first remote. We got to work out some kinks, but it was fun. Great guest. A big shout out to Chris Casper. And you, Conrad. You guys figured it out back and forth. Yeah. I know there's a lot of kinks to work out, but thank you very much. That was great fun. Also, oh, these are great. Let's get to some of these texts, too. Stacy Sue is watching on the stream from Facebook. My grandson wants to see Garfield. Okay, that's a good one. I forgot about Garfield. Stacy Sue also says, that is kind of creepy. What was I talking about? 717, Conrad. I can't remember. Probably the phone call at the hotel, the start of a movie.
Or relating to the guy that just has the door open.
Yeah. Yeah, just hoping someone walks in while he's
just
dropping
like
a deuce.
His own home.
Crazy. Oh, I guarantee you he doesn't lock the door at home. He's not locking it in Muya. Sorry, I should have locked the door. Thank you. He just told everybody in the restaurant what happened. Sherry says, what's it called again? The movie you, oh, the Western. Okay. Sherry wants to know, it was a Kevin Costner movie. Let me pull that up, Sherry. I will find out. Not Deadpool, Wolverine, not Twisters. Stand by. I will get that for you, Sherry. It is a Kevin Costner movie. If you Google Kevin Costner, you'll probably get Dances with Wolves, which I started watching in 1995 and still haven't finished because it's that long. It's a very long movie. I will find out, Sherry. I will find out the name of the new Kevin Costner. It is a Western, and I'm guessing Sherry likes Westerns. She says, no, the movie you were in. It's called Relative Strangers, and it stars Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston. If you go to IMDb or just Google it, it should come right up. Check that out. I had blood all over my shirt, and I got to deliver meat to Danny DeVito. What could be wor- what could go wrong? Oh my God! Andrew from Verona checks in. He says, "Meat delivery man sounds like the plot to a bad porno." Wow. Or a good porno. Thank you very much. I got the, he put a picture of me too with my mustache. I had a mustache for 2 weeks of my life during COVID. And I, as a joke, I put it on IMDb and I just left it there. But I had like this auteur look or something. So I just left it there. I keep meaning to change it and I never do. And Andrew was nice enough to post a picture of me looking like a porno actor. Thank you, Andrew. Jim from Appleton says, "I am most looking forward to wholeheartedly agreeing with Conrad. Deadpool Wolverine."
Yeah.
In the hizzy. Nice. That's a good one, Jim.
It looks so good. I've watched the trailer a lot, to be honest.
It's not even my kind of movie, but sometimes something's done so well. It's like, I'm going to this because it looks excellent.
Yeah.
Sherry, yeah, this is where I saw that Sherry's text from the 920. Any Westerns? Yeah, the Kevin Costner one. I will get the name. Hi, Pete from Horicon. This is Sherry. Sherry was with us last night, too. That was fun. So, all right. So my guest, who is going to join us in just a few minutes, is comedian, actor Rocky Laporte. And he's great. You're not going to want to miss our chat. But let's do a little teaser. Let's play a little clip of Rocky's comedy. This is, I think, from his, maybe not from his Dry Bar special, but either way, it's a very funny, very funny bit. Conrad, roll it.
You know what I did last time I was here? I went to that safari park zoo. You ever been there? Yeah, what a piece of crap that place is, huh? Oh, man. They got like four birds and a squirrel. You ever been in there? Oh, they don't even have good animals. There was like a lizard or something ran by. I'm like, what the hell's that? The guy goes, that's not ours. A ripoff. Didn't even have a monkey. They had like a little hairy Italian guy. They had gold chains and a beeper. Oh, man. Guy goes, "You see the bird exhibit?" I'm like, "Yeah, the nice duck." Zoo. It was like two guys got together and they go, "Hey, I got a dog and you got a bird." Let's have a zoo. Come on. Call up Jimmy. Tell him to bring his cat. This will be the best zoo ever.
Call up Jimmy. Tell him to bring his cat. I love that. That's Rocky Laporte. He'll be here at 7:35. Very funny guy. And he's going to be in Wisconsin. He's going to play Neillsville. There's a Silver Dome in Neillsville. I saw that. It sounded like a, you know, I always think of the Pontiac Silver Dome outside of Detroit. But there's a Silver Dome in Neillsville, Wisconsin. There's a big show there on the 18th that Rocky will be a part of. He'll be headlining that, and we'll talk to him about as well. But our question tonight is, what summer blockbuster are you hoping or are you most looking forward to? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the app. I haven't plugged the app in a while. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, you got it. It's so easy to use. It's easy to text and, you know, keep in touch and contact with all your Civic Media hosts if you listen to other shows, and I'm sure you do. So check that out as well. And Sherry from Horicon, that film is called Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1. It's got Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller, and Sam Worthington. So if you like Westerns, that might be your ticket. Coming up next, Rocky Laporte, Jimmy Cuskus here later, and Jorge Reyna. It's going to be a fun show. Don't miss it. Great to have you with me on a Wednesday night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. So soon we'll go.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the pause on a weapons shipments to Israel may not be the last. He tells CNN he's willing to hold back on more deliveries.
They're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
More deadly tornadoes, this time in the south.
Oh, my gosh, John. Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
A couple watching from their car as a twister touched down in Columbia, Tennessee, killing two people. The Maury County Fire Department's Richie Schatz.
Multiple houses have been completely destroyed and just different levels of damage.
One person was killed in North Carolina. A Boeing whistleblower speaks out in an interview with CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Were these defects that if they weren't fixed could be a safety issue down the line?
Some of them were because some of them were missing fasteners.
And a fastener holds parts of the plane together.
Yeah.
Santiago Paredes worked on a supplier's production line. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sydney Sweeney is certainly not afraid to take on unique roles. She recently played a nun in Immaculate, and according to IndieWire, she'll play boxer Christy Martin next. Martin was the most famous female boxer in the 90s, whose life spiraled out of control after she won the welterweight championship. The project is currently untitled and will be produced by Sweeney's company 50/50. It appears Sweeney is trying to take on roles that de-emphasize her looks. Word on the street is she is lobbying hard for the role of Sloth in the Goonies remake. Kate Hudson not only believes in ghosts, she says she can see them and so can her mom, Goldie Hawn. She told Howard Stern when she was younger she saw ghosts just like in the movie The Sixth Sense. When Stern questioned her about the afterlife, she said it will probably be more scientific than people think, but f***ing weird and beautiful. I bet the afterlife is beautiful, as long as we don't have to sit through How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or You, Me, and Dupree. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow 65 by Saturday. Partly cloudy 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you visit. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run. Or you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price, and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Robert from the 608 says, howdy, I've missed you guys. I'm looking forward to see IF Imaginary Friends with Ryan Reynolds. Were you talking about that, Conrad, the other day?
That's another one I want to see. I do want to see that. Steve Carell is in it, too.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah, I was wondering where you were, Robert. Welcome back, buddy. Sherry from the 707 Northwest Coast, California says, new Costner movie, I believe, is called, yes, Horizon, an American Saga. It's actually listed as a two-part film a few weeks apart. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Sherry. That's right. I forgot about that. Believe it is starting in July. Yeah, Costner can't write anything under 5 hours. So he has to make it an event. It's like a mini-series at the cinema. But I hope you enjoy it, Sherry. That should be fun. Jimmy Cuska coming up in hour two to talk some sports, some new high school sports legislation that we will discuss. And Jorge Reyna, host of Mad Unity, will tell us what he's got coming up next in the Madison area. He'll join us later in hour two as well. Right now, I'm really excited to have this next guest on the show. I've been trying to get him, and he is he's a guy I've looked up to for a long time, and he started stand-up a little bit before me. So he's one of those guys, you know, I was always kind of nervous to be around. I think he kind of had the hots for me too, but that's a different story. But he joins us now on Nightlight, Rocky Laporte, ladies and gentlemen. Rocky, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. How about yourself, buddy?
Doing great. It's so great to have you here. You're like one of the busiest guys I know, but I appreciate you taking time out.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, you got a big show coming up in Wisconsin on May 18th. And is it Neillsville? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I've never been there before, so I don't know.
I have never even heard of it before, to be honest with you, but it says it's at the Silver Dome Ballroom. Yeah. Sounds really cool. In Neilson, Wisconsin, May 18th, a show called the Big Star Comedy Small Town Show. Love the name. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. I've never been there. I don't know. My buddy Frank Roach booked me on there with him. I think it's Neillsville.
Oh, is it Neillsville? Maybe? Okay.
Yeah, and he said it's a cool room, and, you know, they're real excited about doing comedy in there, and I'm excited to, you know, that's a town I've never been in before.
Yeah.
And the night before, I'm at that St. Croix Casino in Danbury. Did you ever play there?
No, I haven't. I haven't done stand-up in quite a while, but I have heard of that. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm there Friday the 17th, and then I'm in that Neillsville, whatever, on the 18th at the Silver Dome. It sounds like that's where the Lions used to play, yeah, in the Silver Dome, remember? Right. I don't think I can draw 70,000 people, though.
Don't sell yourself. Not with that attitude, Rock.
That's a tall order.
Yeah. The first time I saw that, that's like, wait a minute, I thought he's in Wisconsin. It was the whole reason I wanted to have him on the show, is to help him put some butts, yeah, in the seats. But
they said
they're going to do like some filming of a TV series there or something. Do you know anything about that?
No.
It says it on the event page. Yeah, you might want to, maybe you're starring in your own sitcom in Neillsville, Wisconsin, and you don't even know it, Rock. I don't know, but something's going on.
I don't know what. I'm trying to fire my agent, but he won't even take my calls. So,
he's not in the show business anymore. Hey, but speaking of which, I looked up IMDb. Is Melanie Truitt your manager?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Tell her I said hello.
You know Melanie?
Yeah, I do. I lived in LA for almost 15 years, and I crossed paths with her several times. She used to work for Rick Messina, and I was one of the guys that would go play wiffle up at his house. And yeah, Melanie's great.
Yeah, well, I was with Messina Baker, and then they brought Melanie on board, you know, like kind of as an assistant. And then,
yeah,
when Richard Baker retired, you know, Melanie just went and formed her own company, you know?
Yeah, she's so great.
She's good people, yeah.
That's great. So, all right, so let's dig into your stand-up career, Rock, because I remember I started at the end of 1989, and there was this huge buzz about you in Chicago. You were doing some really cool things, and I don't think you had been doing it that long. I think you were kind of a hotshot right away, if I remember correctly. How did you get started doing stand-up?
Honestly, it was like kind of when I was a kid, me and my family, we used to listen. My uncle was on the radio all the time, and it wasn't really a radio, it was like a police scanner. But His call name was the Perp. Did you ever hear him, Pete?
No, but I love that hook. Wish I would have thought of it. That's great. You guys gather around the police scanner and listen like the old days when you used to listen to Jack Benny.
Yeah, see if he got away or if he got caught. You know, if we had to go down there, bail him out.
Post bail, yeah. That's great.
Pretty much. But yeah, I remember I started in like February 88, and it just, I don't know, man, it took off like a rocket. I was driving a truck for like till I was 29, and we had a couple kids at home, you know, I think we had two or three at the time. And I was breaking my back loading freight and driving a semi. And I think at the time I was getting paid $300 a week.
Whoa.
And I go, that's what they're paying MCs. You remember?
Yeah. Like, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I go, I could do this and not break my back. You know, I was always lifting freight and, you know, driving semis all over the place. And I started at Big Ed's place. You remember over
Comedy
at
Comedy Cottage? Yeah. Or the last. Yeah. He was the Comedy Cottage. That's right.
Yeah. After him and Jay parted ways, right. You know? And honest, the first night I went up on stage, he goes, how long have you been doing this? And I go, about 5 minutes. And then he asked me to come on the weekend. And then I won, I came in second place in that WGN Comedy Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And I was only doing it a year. Stephen Leo won. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the year after that, I won the Johnny Walker contest. And that was with, I think they had it in 15 cities. All the improvs had it. It's about 1,000 people, and I won that. And then things just started taking off. I mean, it was fast, you know.
Yeah, you went up at the Funny Firm.
Happy about that?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, probably not. Knowing the way comics are sometimes. But I remember you went up at the and you have such a great voice, and the way you talk, like you just went up at the Funny Firm and you said, "How you doing?" And they were with you. It was like, you know, it took me 5 minutes to get a crowd on my side. You just go up and say hello, and it's like they're in your pocket, you know? That's so great. You know, let's talk about that, Rock, because on your bio, and I always heard that you were from New York, and then you moved to Chicago, and I figured you did that as an adult. But a lot of people talk about your Brooklyn accent, and I think I hear more Chicago. When we
played,
yeah.
Yeah, I was actually I was born in Chicago, and then we have family in Brooklyn, and we would end up going there every summer. And then I started living there for a while. You know, when I got old enough, I was living there and working there. And then I came back to Chicago, and that's when I, you know, met my ex-wife, and, you know, just started having kids. And that's where I started comedy. And you know, and it was back then, it was just a great proving ground, you know, Pete.
Yeah.
And they had the Improv right on Wells, and then the Funny Firm, you could walk there. It was like 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Right around the corner. And then Zany's a few blocks down from that. It was a fun time. As Ray Liotta would say in Goodfellas, it was a glorious time.
There you go. There you go.
But it's a good place to start, and probably easier to get stage time, I would imagine, than starting in New York had you chosen to do that, you know.
Yeah, they had a million clubs here back then. I started in 88 in February, like about a year before you. And remember, they had like Bill Brady's place on the South Side, and then they had that place.
Wacko's.
What was that place? Wacko's, yeah.
Right.
What was the place on... it was in Lyons, I think.
Oh, the Laugh Factory.
Was that it?
Well, there was a couple Funny Bones. There was a couple Funny Bones, and there was a Laugh Factory. Yeah, you could work. I remember Michael Alexander telling me he worked the whole year in Chicago 1 year. He never left town because there was that many clubs during the boom, you know.
Yeah, and the Funny Bone was in the Schomburg in the hotel. You remember that?
And then they opened one in Naperville, too. For a while.
Yeah, that was fun. I miss Bert. He was a good guy.
Yeah. He's still a good. I'm friends with him on Facebook. He still posts funny stuff, and he still teases me to this day about working for the Laugh Factory when they opened up, because they were kind of competitors. And it's like, I mean, they literally were paying me twice what he did. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like, what would you do? And I'm sure deep down he'd go, yeah, I would do it too. But yeah, Bert's good.
They had Who's on First, right?
Yeah.
Who's on First was another club.
Yeah, and the Comedy Womb.
Oh, the Womb. Yeah, that's the place I was trying to think of, the Comedy Womb.
It's a great club.
And even had a Catch a Rising Star downtown in one hotel for a little while.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's right, yeah. Denise McGowan booked it. I totally remember that. Yeah. Okay, so I remember this when I first met you, and I didn't know you well, Rock, but you were driving a truck. You said you worked on a dock. How does that you have this, you exude blue collar. How does that play into, or does that provide a wealth of stand-up material, the characters you can talk about, the people you met when you worked the docks or driving trucks?
I think so. Like when people, you know, my biggest following was on that whole Rust Belt, like Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you know, like Buffalo. And they were all like blue collar people. And I think they related to me, you know, you know, the city workers and the garbage men and, you know, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you have just have kind of a likable everyman quality to you. I think that was probably really beneficial too, I would assume.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. So my guest is Rocky Laporte, a very funny stand-up comedian who will be performing live this weekend in one of our texters, Gretchen from the 920, just said it's Neillsville. So, all right, we were both wrong, but he'll be performing next weekend, May 18th in Neillsville at the Silver Dome Ballroom. It sounds like a really cool venue. And I'm assuming there are tickets, but I really don't know, Rock, to be honest with you. But if you Google it, folks, check it out. If you're in that area, we're on statewide, go check it out because Rocky's hilarious. You've done some really cool things in your career. You went to Iraq and performed with Drew Carey. What was that like?
Well, that was pretty crazy. We went 2 weeks before they caught Saddam Hussein.
Whoa.
And we were actually staying in one of his palaces in Tikrit, where that was his hometown. And that's actually where they found him, like just a few miles from where we were. He was in that underground, you know, that hole.
That little,
kind of living underground. But we ended up doing a show there in a soccer field. And we had to wear flak jackets and helmets, and the whole time you just hear gunfire and artillery shells going off, and you know, and you think, how can I fall asleep to this? And believe it or not, you get used to it, you know.
Wow.
And it was kind of crazy, like you hear gunfire 24/7. And when I was up, they put a flatbed truck out there in a soccer field. And I was up there and I said, you think it's bad here? I was just in Detroit for 2 weeks. And the Michigan people booed, but everybody else laughed.
Hey, I think in 10 years, Detroit's going to be the place to be. Everybody's moving to Michigan because the climate change and all that. And like, if I had money, I'd buy up as much in Detroit as I could right now.
Yeah, but you could buy a house for like a dollar over there. You know, that like people are buying up like a whole block.
I'd still finance it over 30 years though. Just you know, to have some walking around money.
Just to be safe.
But that's crazy. I never got to that point where I went overseas. I kind of stopped doing stand up full time in 98, but I always was amazed at you guys that went over there because I kind of equated it to like the guy you see in those old Civil War films or those pictures where there's like three guys with muskets and then there's one dude playing the drum. And it's like, well, that guy's, what a horrible gig, you know? Because if they found out.
I had the fife and I had like a rag over my head where I got shot.
You had the Groucho glasses in the nose just to stick out like a sore thumb. So I also remember, Rock, this was kind of cool. I was at the Funny Firm and I heard from someone that you got a part on Cheers. And I remember seeing that, and that was 1990, and you were like, just 2 years and you're on Cheers. That's crazy. So we got to do something quick. I'm talking to Rocky Laporte. Don't go anywhere. He's a really funny guy, and he's had a really cool career, and we're going to talk about some more stuff, and I'm going to ask him when we come back if he's a sports fan. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. But great to have you with me on this Wednesday night on Civic Media.
Don't call you my liar, 'cause now we're partners in crime. Don't You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday edition of Nightlight. I am talking with Rocky Laporte, the very funny Rocky Laporte, Chicago-based stand-up comic. I think we were in L.A. for a while together, Rock, but you didn't live out there that long, did you?
No, we were there like 15 years.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, we lived in Orange County because I wanted my kids to go to school down in Orange County. So I was kind of working like Brea and Irvine a lot, you know, and I would just go up to L.A. for auditions and stuff like that.
Nice. So I see what you're wearing because we're on the video feed here. Are you a sports fan, proud White Sox fan?
Yes, sir. And the Bears.
And the Bears. Okay.
You want to hear something funny? When the Cubs, remember they beat Cleveland in the World Series that October? Yeah. Well, literally about 6 weeks later, the Cleveland Indians front office, they asked me to do their Christmas party. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. When this guy introduced me, he goes, this next guy's from Chicago. I had 400 people boo. I had to walk through the audience to get there. That's why I had like 400 people booing me all the way to the stage. Like, what a horrible intro, you know?
Let's see how difficult we can make this for you. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, he was like, let's see how difficult we can make this for him.
Pretty much. And I go, I went up there and I go, I'm a White Sox fan, you idiots. I was rooting for you guys.
You didn't cheer for the Cubs at all during that?
No, I wanted them to win. But, you know, growing up on the South Side, you know, like you had to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually lived a block from Comiskey Park. Like, we used to be able to walk there and. You see, you know, you knew every night when the fireworks were going off, when somebody hit a homer. So, yeah, them and the Bears were like, you know.
Yeah.
My guys. Yeah.
That's cool. I grew up a couple miles west of Wrigley Field, and my mom on Ladies Day would put us, and my aunt would put, we had five kids. My cousins had four. They would put all of us on the Irving Park Road bus and take us to, and back then, Rock, at Wrigley, if you could carry a kid, they'd let you in on Ladies Day. Whatever you could carry in, we brought a cooler.
Is that right?
It was crazy. And then we could go down and watch batting practice at 11 a.m. Wow. They'd let you down in the good seats, and the players would come over. It's so different now. You know, I mean, Wrigley's ridiculous. I'm sure it's the same way at Comiskey, though, you know.
Yeah, but with like 20,000 less people.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, here's when I went to school on the south. It was Hubbard High School on the South Side, and I'm not even making it. Our football team was horrible, and we had we were the Hubbard Greyhounds, and I don't know if it was one of the coaches or the cheerleaders, but somebody brought this beautiful gray. It was an Italian Greyhound that was our mascot, you know, and we played eight games. Well, anyway, we were like 0-7 at the time. We were and I'm not even making this up. Our mascot, the dog, he ran away. He took like he couldn't even watch this anymore. He's like, I can't take this.
And a greyhound, you're not catching him.
No, He's probably auditioning at another high school for be their mascot.
You got a better gig. Yeah. Do you, all right, so you've been in movies with Tim Allen. You've had your own Comedy Central special. You've been on The Tonight Show. Cheers, we just talked about. I want to ask you about that. But what's the coolest thing you've done that stand-up comedy has led you to in your life?
Oh, man. There's a lot. Getting a standing on ovation on The Tonight Show was like, it was like electricity was running through your body, you know? That was pretty, and I, you know, we get to meet so many. I met the Rolling Stones. I became friends with Brett Favre up there in Green Bay, and I took my kids up there to meet him. And then one of my kids is a Green Bay Packer fan now, so she's out of the will.
I'm kidding. Conrad's doing cartwheels over there. He's a big Packer fan. That's hilarious.
Actually, you know, I wasn't that kind of guy. Like if the Bears weren't in it, which most years they weren't, I would pull for somebody else in our division, you know, like whoever it was Green Bay or Minnesota, Detroit, you know.
I was like that too. When I lived in LA, I didn't care. When you don't have rival fans in your face, you just kind of let it go. Like there's a big North South rivalry in Chicago. I liked it when the Sox won. I'm not even a hockey fan, but I got excited when the Blackhawks won. You know, it was kind of, I almost wished I liked hockey when they were going through all that. You know?
Yeah. And remember then the Bulls won like 5 or 6 and my brother's a Chicago cop and all the cops were hoping that they would lose the last couple championships because everybody was like, you know, they were looting and flipping cars over and burning stuff. So all the cops wanted the Bulls to lose, like, you know.
They were Suns fans, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's pretty cool. When you were on The Tonight Show, was Johnny the host? Or was Jay?
No, it was with Leno.
Okay.
Yeah.
That must have been cool. Did he say anything to you?
He was unbelievable. And, you know, he was really nice, you know. And I met him a couple times before that. And then when I did the show, after I did my set, I came up. I was going to do panel. And I had my back to the audience and I was shaking his hand and he goes, turn around, you're getting a standing ovation, you know? I didn't know what to do. I was telling people to sit down. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, it was just like, wow.
Is that on YouTube? Your set somewhere?
You want to know something? When I first did it, I put it up and then NBC took it down. They said, this is property of NBC. But then I've seen other guys' sets up there. You know, that did the Tonight Show or Letterman, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think Melanie has that. And they give you those other tapes. It ain't a VHS. It was like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like TV the official stuff they can. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to get that because I'm sure now if I put it online, it'd be fine. But I don't know why. At the time I was on with the First Lady, it was George Laura Bush.
Oh, Laura Bush, yeah.
And her daughter Jenna was there, and they had like, you know, the Secret Service was in there and everything. So I didn't know if they didn't want my thing on, but I was just airing my episode. I wasn't going to air the whole show, you know? So
right.
I don't know, but I want to get that back and get it transferred to, you know, because I want, you know, somebody said that'd be really cool to put it online, you know.
Absolutely, get Laura Bush to pull some strings. You guys could be in cahoots and get that done. I would imagine.
Who? Call who?
Laura Bush.
Oh yeah,
she's probably got the juice to get it done, right? Hey, can we keep you for a few more minutes, Rock?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. We're hanging out with Rocky Laporte here on Nightlight tonight. Great to have you with me. Sherry Minozzi says, I'm from Lockport, Illinois, south of Chicago, with like 18 exclamation points. So she's obviously very excited that Rocky is here. And when we come back, I'm gonna ask you, I'm gonna surprise you, maybe ask you for a road story, or if you ever said something stupid on stage, Rock.
Hey, tell them.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses, the people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in, we'll join you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.